Listening comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to understand conversations and talks in English. There are three parts in this section with special directions for each part. Answer all the questions on the basis of what is stated or implied by the speakers in the recording. There will be time for you to read the instructions, and you will have a chance to check your work. The recording will be played once only. At the end of the test, you will be given 7 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now, turn to Part 1. Part 1. Directions. In this part, you will hear 8 short announcements or instructions. There is one question for each announcement or instruction. For each question, choose the right answer, A, B, C, or D. Then, on the answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer that you have chosen. Now, let's listen to the example. On the recording, you might hear,
Hello, this is the travel agency returning your call. You left a message about the holiday you've booked, asking which meals are included in the cost during your stay at Sunny Hotel. Lunch and dinner are free, but if you wish to have breakfast in the hotel, you will need to pay an extra amount of money, depending on what you order. Let me know if I can help you with any other information. Goodbye.
On the test book, you will read, Which meal is not included in the price of the holiday? A. Breakfast. B. Lunch. C. Dinner. D. All. The correct answer is A. Breakfast. We are ready to start. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 8. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 8. Question 1.
Who lives in Joe's house now?
Does your house seem empty now your sister's left home, Joe?
Not really. My grandmother's moved into her room and she doesn't go out much. It's really nice having her there because my father never comes home until late. And if my mother's out for the evening, Grandma cooks supper for me.
Question 2.
Who will be on the stage next?
And that was Fever, with Adam on piano and Gus on guitar. Lots of music to come, including the three Shaw sisters with songs from their new CD. But first, here are the Cottonseeds. You all know the drummer and guitarist, but singing here with them for the first time is Jenny Lowe, the drummer's sister. Please give her a big welcome.
Question 3.
Where is the woman's notebook now?
Excuse me, waiter. I think I left my notebook on this table. Have you seen it? It's red.
Oh, yes. I took it inside with the empty glasses when I cleared the table. I gave it to the manager, who put it with the other lost property. He keeps it all in the drawer of his desk.
I see. Where is he now?
He's on the phone inside the cafe. Why don't you go inside? He'll be finished in a minute.
Question 4.
What time will the cake be ready?
What time is it, Mum?
4:35.
And the cake went into the oven at 3:15?
That's right. You could check it at 5, but don't take it out until 20 past. That's 45 minutes to go.
Question 5.
Which TV program will they watch together?
Hasn't that tennis match finished yet? You know I want to watch the wildlife program at 9 o'clock.
It's cancelled, and everything's running late because the pop concert finished later than expected. Sit down and watch this match with me. It's really exciting, and more interesting than looking at animals.
Oh, okay then.
Question 6.
How will the family get to Glasgow?
Hello, Mum. We'll be with you on Tuesday. No, the train's almost as expensive as flying and takes much longer. We're doing as I said we would. We land in Glasgow at 4 o'clock and then we'll hire a car to drive to your house.
Question 7.
Which present has the girl bought her mother?
Hi, it's me, Jane. I've got Mum's birthday present. I think she'll like it. Yes, that's right, a silver one. She's always writing letters, so she'll find it useful. I thought about earrings, but she seems to have such a lot of jewellery, and Dad bought her a watch last year. I'm sure she'll like what I've bought.
Question 8.
What will the prize be in the painting competition?
We need to get a prize for the children's painting competition. Last year, Jane won, and I think she was given a box of new paints.
It should be something different this time. How about some money? That's always popular.
Yes, but it would be nice to get them something that reminds them of the competition. I think a book about painting would be a good prize.
You're right. Let's do that.
That is the end of part 1.